Rosalie Barrow Edge famously said, "The time to protect a species is while it is still common." She was one of the 20th century's most outspoken advocates for birds and the creator of the world's first refuge for raptors. In the U.S., birds of prey were once fair game for farmers and sport hunters who believed that raptors were a threat to livestock. In 1929, Pennsylvania was one of several states that offered a cash reward for every goshawk killed. That drew bounty hunters to the Appalachian Mountains, where migrating eagles, falcons, and hawks died by the thousands. When Rosalie learned of the slaughter, she spearheaded a campaign to lease and later buy a ridgeline hunting ground that locals called Hawk Mountain. In 1934, newly hired game wardens made certain that raptors were no longer hunted for sport, but counted for science. Today, Hawk Mountain Sanctuary attracts hundreds of researchers and volunteers who work to ensure that birds of prey remain a common sight. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is dedicated to the memory of Nancy Nordhoff, whose legacy of tenacious support for environmental conservation and opportunities for women will last for generations to come.
We are diverse, independent, and yours. CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name's Erica Elizabeth, and this episode started off with the German band Mania D doing track 4. That's the name of it, but it's actually the first track on their 1980 7-inch EP. That goes out to Bettina Koster of Mania D and later Malaria, who passed away last week. Next up is International Strike Force. This is from a split 7-inch that they did with the band Black Cat No. 13 back in the year 2000. It's called Action Man.
Rescue me, as we meet a satisfaction man.
we just heard the Hungarian band Pletika, who have a brand new 12-inch on the CN Cause Attack label. We heard the track Rakfen. Before that was the New Zealand group Shoes This High and Foot's Dream from their 7-inch originally from 1981, later reissued in 2014 by Salt Breeze. Before that, Mystery Date, who were from Athens, Georgia, via Atlanta. That was a song called Pink Ribbons, which is the B-side to their one and only 7-inch, which came out in 1985. Starting the set was International Strike Force, band that evolved from the group Golden Starlet, from my fellow Slammed Records freaks out there. We heard the song Action Man from their split 7-inch with Black Cat number 13. Next up, some more New Zealand post-punk. This is from the band Flack. It's called Back on the East.
Komen.
That was Emily's Sassy Lime and would-be saboteurs Take Heed from their Desperate, Scared, But Social LP from 1995. Before that was a band called PP Coo from Spokane, Washington, doing a song called Brainwashed Bimbos from 1981. And you can find that as part of the soundtrack to the documentary Spokanarchy, which came out in 2011. Highly recommend that film. Really fascinating look at the Spokane punk scene of the 1980s. But I really love that PP Coo song too. It kind of reminds me of what Jungle Nausea was doing here in Portland around the same time. Before that, we heard a new band called Magzin from the Netherlands, who I believe share some members with the band Loseberg. They have a new single out. We heard the second track from it called Recuerdo. And at the start of the set was Flack from New Zealand and Back on the East from their 1983 Monitor cassette. And there's a reissue of that that the No label did fairly recently, but it has a slightly different track listing. It is available on Bandcamp, though, if you want to look into that. This next track's by a new band from Berlin called Die Napfe. They put out a demo cassette last month, and this is the opening track from that. It's called Ich liebe mich manchmal.